Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. This is my tribute to one of my favorite things to listen to, old-time radio. And today I'm going to do, in my best possible voice and my best possible character, I'm trying to do a This House Has a Podcast 1920s edition, complete with the story of a family that would have been around in the 20s. This is a fictional family, but I'm talking about a 1920s property that I have coming up on the market that I want you to know about. And this story might tell the story of the home and its history better than anything else I could possibly write up for a MLS listing or anything else. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the story of the McTavish family from the 1920s. Once upon a time in the 1920s in Toronto, there lived a family called the McTavish family. They had a cozy little home in a neighborhood where everyone was starting to enjoy the fun and excitement of the roaring 20s. This family included John, who drove streetcars, Margaret, who taught at the local school, and their three children, Anne, Edward, and Lucy. John was known for his friendly smile as he drove his streetcar through the city. Margaret loved teaching her students and always encouraged them to dream big. Their home was always filled with laughter, music from the jazz records they had. The piano in the living room was always being played by the kids or the adults at night. And there's always been the delicious smell of Margaret's baking in the kitchen. Anne is the oldest of the kids, and she loved to write stories. She was inspired by the city's growing love for art and dreamed of becoming a famous writer one day. Edward, the middle child, was fascinated by how things worked, especially radios. He always said he'd invent something amazing one day. And Lucy, the youngest, was curious about everything and loved exploring the city with her siblings, especially this area of the city called the Danforth. Even though the 20s were a happy time, the McTavish family had their tough moments too. John and Margaret had lost family in the Great War, which made them cherish their time together even more. They all supported each other through thick and thin, sharing both the good times and the hard times. One very special day, they went to the Canadian National Exhibition. It was a magical experience for the children, full of new inventions and exciting performances. For John and Margaret, it was a reminder of all the opportunities they wanted their children to have. As the years went by, the family grew and changed, just like Toronto, just like this part of the Danforth did. Anne started getting her stories published. Edward began turning his ideas into real inventions, and Lucy did really well in school because of her curiosity. The story of the McTavish family during the 1920s is a small tale within the big, bustling life of living in Toronto in one of its communities. It shows how a family stuck together, faced challenges, and welcomed the future, all while living in an exciting time of change. These are not the exact people that lived at 140 Hanson here at the Danforth, at Coxwell and Danforth area. These are not the family, this is not the exact family, but this is what I imagine they might have been like, and maybe some of the elements of the people in the home are the ones you've heard here. But either way, I want your story to be the one that happens next. So make sure you check out this property. If you're standing in front of it, let your agent know and book an appointment to see it. Or by all means, reach out to me if you've got any questions whatsoever. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of This House Has a Podcast, 1920s edition.